because we're working on thoughts, thought patterns, and words, what I'd like you to do is think about, we're going to get to a point where I'm going to ask you to think about this. So just get something in your consciousness now, a predominant thought pattern that's negative. So if it's try, or if it's something that's going on in your life that's a negative experience, that's what we're going to be working on. We're going to get this out of your body. Because what happens with stress and weakening, if you have too many thoughts, too many negative things that are in your body, you want to get them out. You want to release them so that your body's energy can flow better. And then your body can operate better. And you can operate with less stress so that your body has the ability to adapt to more things in your life. Because it's all about adapting, whether your body can adapt or not, how much stress you've brought into your life, how much stress you're experiencing, and the ability to adapt to that stress. And another way to look at that is the ability for your body to process anything and everything that's going on in your life. Your body is made to process your life just like your digestive system when it works well. You eat the food, your body digests it, it absorbs what's beneficial, it eliminates what is not beneficial. That's a good working digestive system. And your life is meant to be lived and experienced that way. You have the opportunities and experiences that are present in your life. You absorb what's beneficial. You eliminate what isn't. And when your body loses its ability to adapt, it's because too many of those stresses, too many of those experiences are stored in your body, which creates stress. And it keeps you from having what you desire. So meditation to me is a form of relaxation. It is a form of relaxing the mind, depending on what type of meditation you're doing. It's also a form of relaxing the mind and using it as a visualization, as a healing experience. You can meditate in any way that you like, any position. You sit comfortably in a chair. The traditional is sitting on a pillow on the floor with your legs crossed. And the reason why they do that is because your first chakra, which we were talking about chakras earlier, your first chakra is your connection to the earth. It gives you a deeper, more solid connection to the earth to sit in an upright position. You don't really need to do that in this form of meditation until you get more experienced and are doing other forms of meditation. So guided meditation, you can lay down, you can sit up, you can sit in a chair, it really doesn't matter. Just want you to be as comfortable as you can be, relaxed, and I want you to focus on your breath. And notice and pay attention to your breath as you inhale and exhale. And keep focusing on your breath. And this time, as you focus on your breath, I want you to focus on inhaling and focusing on your abdomen, and that the breath is going down to your abdomen. And you keep focusing on your abdomen as you exhale. And focus on your breath as you inhale through your nose, focusing on your abdomen and filling up your abdomen area, and exhaling out of your mouth. Keep focusing on your abdomen area, Inhaling through your nose, filling up the abdomen, and exhaling out of your mouth. And keep focusing on your breath, breathing gently and slowly at a pace that works well for you. And focusing on your abdomen and making sure that you're expanding your abdomen as you inhale. And that your abdomen is going down as you exhale. This type of breathing opens up your whole chest cavity and your lungs so that your lungs get the benefit of a full breath. And now I'd like you to, when you're inhaling, you're just going to let yourself inhale and exhale slowly, gently, naturally, effortlessly. And I want you to focus on the top of your head using your mind's eye. That's that internal vision. And imagine what it looks like at the top of your head on the inside. And if you can visualize that as a flower, and the petals are all closed, using your mind, open up the petals one by one, allowing that flower to fully blossom. And just allow yourself to breathe very gently, very slowly, petal by petal opening up, and notice what kind of flower that you have there. Using your mind's eye, besides seeing it, maybe you feel it. It has a certain feeling for you. Just have the experience of being in that area. And now I want you to use your mind's eye and go down your body slowly, going through your head, down into your neck, and just experiencing what that area feels like in your neck. What's that feel like? Is it warm? Is it cold? Does it feel soft? Are you sensing or smelling something in that area? Just use your mind's eye and be there for a moment. And take a deep breath, inhaling through your nose, and bring that breath right into the throat area. As you did the abdomen, focus on the throat and inhale. And focus on the throat and exhale out of your mouth. And inhale again, focusing on your throat center. And exhale. And using your mind's eye, I want you to travel down your body, down your back, your chest, and go into the heart center, right where your heart is, that area. And what we're doing is exploring the chakras a little bit tonight, giving a basic chakra tuning or toning. And I want you to look into that area. I want you to sense it. I want you to feel it. I want you to really be there using your mind's eye. I want you to focus on your mouth and your jaw and make sure that that feels relaxed. Your mouth is open slightly. And as you inhale, inhaling through your nose and exhaling out of your mouth, notice that your jaw is loose and just open slightly. Back into the heart, notice what it feels like. Be there. And now, using your mind's eye, I want you to travel down your body, down your back a little bit more, and your chest, and go into the solar plexus area. And just be there for a moment. Experience the area. Breathe into the area, making sure that your jaw is relaxed as you inhale into your solar plexus. And exhale slowly, still focusing on your solar plexus. And now just breathe normally and bring your attention back into your chakra, which is the third chakra at the solar plexus. And just be there and notice what you notice. And now bring your attention from your chakra, your third chakra, the solar plexus. Travel down your body, down lower to your abdomen area, which is your second chakra. Go into that chakra. Be there. Notice what you see using your mind's eye. Feel it. See it. Whatever your experience is, just be there. And inhale. Gently, slowly, into that area, focusing on the breath going into your abdomen area, and exhaling gently and slowly, making sure your mouth and jaw are relaxed, and inhale again, focusing on the second chakra, your abdomen, and slowly and gently exhale. And I want you to travel down further into the groin area, which is the first chakra. This is where we're connected to the earth. And I want you to just be in that area. I want you to sense it using your mind's eye. Look around. And looking around can mean to feel it, to experience it. What's it like there? And I'd like you to visualize a flower in this center, like we did at the top of your head. And I want you to see each petal open one by one. And if you're having a hard time doing that, visualizing it, just imagine it. Imagine you drawing it. You can draw the flower petal by petal open. Once the flower is open, focus on that center and breathe into that center. Slowly, gently, focusing on that area, the groin area, which is the first chakra. And still focusing on that area as you slowly and gently exhale. And I want you to just relax and listen to my words for a few minutes. You've now done a toning on your chakras by bringing your attention to that area. This helps you to feel more relaxed, more balanced, and it releases a lot of stress that you may have been experiencing today, yesterday, or this past week. What I'd like you to do is think about that predominant thought pattern that you may have running through your head, or what you've been experiencing today or last week or generally in your life. Is there something that you would like to release? Some major stress or minor stress that you're experiencing in your life, and you'd like to get that out of your body. We're going to use this time now to help your body process that, like I mentioned before, that you process your experiences, you hold on to the good things, and you let go of the things that are not good and that are not serving you. So think of something. Think of an experience. Perhaps something happened way back in your life that you'd like to release or process and just let it go. And what I'd like you to do is put your hands in front of you, palms facing each other. And you want to bring them about as if you had a grapefruit or a cantaloupe, whatever's more comfortable that you're holding between your hands. I guess it depends on how big of a one of those issues you'd like to release and process would be the size of the ball that you're going to form here. So what we're going to do now is you're just going to imagine that there is an energy ball right in front of you, between your hands, and you're holding it. And right now that energy ball is empty. And what you want to do is to take that predominant issue that you would like to process, to let go of, and I want you to think of everything that is associated to that issue. And I want you to, using your mind's eye, direct that energy that's in your body to go into that ball between your hands. And since we did the chakra toning, your energy is loose and moving now. So that issue you would like to let go of is loose. It's ready to go. So think of all the things that are associated to that issue, any experiences that you've had, any thoughts, and put that energy in that ball. And what you're doing now is telling your body that it is safe to let it go. It's time to put that into the ball. And you can do an internal scan right now at the top of your head and go through your body, starting at your head, and you're going to just keep bringing that energy from your head, putting it into the ball. If there's any energy there that's blocked, anything that's being stored from this experience that you're processing and letting go, put that in the ball. Any thoughts, any patterns, any negative patterns associated to that, bring that from your mind, put it into the ball, put it in there. Keep the ball, keep it formed in front of you. Go to other areas of your body, move down your body, go to your neck and throat and back. If you have a back problem, get those issues out of the back, put it in the ball, put it in there. Those responsibilities, put them in there. Anything associated to what you are ready to let go of. And your body will let go of what it's ready to let go of in a safe and gentle manner. And go through your body, your chest, your solar plexus, your heart area. Just keep filling that ball up. If it's getting heavy, make your arms a little wider. Make the ball a little bigger. Plenty of room. Fill it up. Down in your stomach area, you notice anything there, put it into the ball. Abdomen, groin, lower back, just fill it up. Legs, knees, calves, ankles, feet, wherever you feel that it is, let your body put that energy that's not serving you anymore, that needed to be processed and is now being processed and let go in that ball. Now I want you to visualize wrapping that ball with golden light, golden energy. Wrap that energy ball that you have just filled up and created. And see that golden energy that you have wrapped around. Totally fill up that ball of your stuff, your old stuff, and see it transform, the entire ball transform into golden light. a light that will support this earth. When we process our experiences and we let go of what is not beneficial to us, it is beneficial for something else, because every energy has a purpose. And if you look at food, when you're finished with food, it goes back to the earth as compost and it feeds the earth. So your experiences are the same. When you allow yourself to process your experiences and let go what appears to be a negative to you, it is an energy, and that energy can support the earth. And so now allow that energy to transform into positive energy, golden energy, and then I want you to send that to where you feel it needs to go for support, to support the earth, to support the universe, wherever you feel you would like to send that. Do that now. And since we have toned the chakras, your body is now ready to fill up those areas where you have released what was not serving you with positive energy. So I want you to focus on the top of your head, which is the crown chakra. And this is where we connect to spirit. Whatever your belief is, if it's the universe, if it's spirit, if it's God, that is your connection to that source. And I want you to feel that connection and allow the energy that's associated to that spiritual connection for you to come into the top of your head and go through your whole body, gently, slowly, at a level that's most beneficial for you, filling up all the area where you have released your old stuff, what you were ready to release. And just feel that energy and feel how joyful it is. Feel how light it feels. And just experience that coming all the way through your body and down your arms, into your hands, all the way down your fingertips, down your neck, your chest, your back, your shoulders, all the way down your body. Just feel it. Let your cells feel it. Bring it down all the way to your feet. And I want you to visualize a cord coming from the groin area, which is your first chakra, or your feet, whatever feels right to you. There's just like an electrical cord. It's coming out and it's going down into the floor, beneath the house, into the earth, and going to a place that's special for you. And you're going to plug that cord into that area because the earth is a supporting energy. We get the energy from the earth. It's a doing energy. It gives us what we need. It gives us the energy to do. Your spiritual connection is your guidance to get the information of why you're here and what you're here to experience. Connecting to the earth is the doing energy, because we are the balance between heaven and earth. So maintaining your spiritual connection and tapping in and plugging in to the earth allows you to experience your life in balance. I want you to feel the energy of the earth come up through that cord into your body, just like the spiritual energy came into the top of your head. And you're going to allow that energy to come in and fill up every area of your body, just like you did with the spiritual energy. Bring it throughout. And the spiritual energy and the earth energy mix within you. And that energy goes down into the cellular level, bringing a new vibration for you, allowing you to experience life more the the way you choose. Because when you process and let go, you now have choice to do the things that you desire. Now I want you to focus on what you would like to have, a positive thing in your life, a change that you would like to see occur. And as I used the analogy of health earlier, what does that look like? What is that that you want? What is that that you desire? And how will your life be different when you have it? And in this process of creating what you would like, you will maintain your spiritual connection to receive the guidance as to how to move forward in your life associated to your desires. And how that is associated to what you're here to do, what your purpose is. And you maintain your connection to the earth so that you're able to do what you're meant to do to fulfill those desires. And allow those pictures that you're seeing, what that looks like, to be fully integrated into your body, all the way down to the cellular level. To replace that old conditioning that you had, those old experiences that you've let go, and to allow your body's energy to support you. I want you to focus on your abdomen as you inhale, slowly and gently in your nose, filling up your abdomen. Exhaling out of your mouth. And inhaling again. And exhaling. I just want you to breathe normally. I want you to focus on your feet, your toes, wiggle your toes. Move your ankle a little bit and your legs. And just bring yourself back into the room, totally into your body, totally connected and grounded. And allow yourself to notice the changes this week. Because you have created the pictures, you've created your desires, and you've used your mind to balance that within your body.